What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. This is a four-hour show. I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. And so if you're just locking in, I'm happy that you're here. But you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you missed a minute or a second. Thank you to everybody listening live on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Thank you to everybody tuning in on SiriusXM, Channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, it could be in your phone, it could be in a tablet, could be one of these stupid things you put in your house and talk to all day. Ask it for the weather. You can also ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. And we've had a busy night thus far. We've talked about the Miami Heat getting ready to take on the Denver Nuggets, game one of the NBA Finals on Thursday night. We talked about the Celtics and their future. We discussed Nick Saban, his comments on college football and the fact that college sports, Nick Saban is like, listen, folks, I got no problem if we start calling these student athletes employees. If they become employees, I'm fine with that. We heard from Bob Myers. He's soon to be former general manager, if it's not already done, of the Golden State Warriors. He says, I don't want to do this anymore. And then this hour, you know, I want you to hear, matter of fact, we'll play that in a few minutes. Troy Aikman spoke to TMZ, everybody's favorite publication. Yeah, sure. Troy Aikman talked about Tom Brady and his deal with the Raiders. Is it a deal for him to be a partial owner, or is it a deal for him to ultimately step back out onto the field? And I'm like, oh my God, here we go again. And then we also heard from Deshaun Watson prior to the break. He is looking to reconnect with his former teammate, DeAndre Hopkins. You remember these guys, they played ball together for a couple of seasons down in Houston. And we know that DeAndre Hopkins is now a free agent. And so we shall see where he goes. I know he was formerly representing himself. He is now being represented by Clutch Sports. So much to get into. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we play that clip from Troy Aikman, let's go to Colorado and talk to Spencer. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Spencer?
What's up, JR?
Hey, I'm here.
Great show. I don't call too much. I just wanted to call out for the Heat. Not shocked they made it, but okay. I just think that they can take the Nuggets also.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be able to if they didn't get this far. I'm still not picking them.
Why not, though?
Oh, I think I've... What part of the show did you tune in on? I'm not trying to be flippant, but
Sorry, I got on it like 10 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago.
Okay. I think in a simple way, I think the Denver Nuggets are a better team. I think they have the best player. I think the Miami Heat, and God bless them, I think that they have been punching above their weight. I think top to bottom, they have the I told you about the top. They have the best player in Jokic. I think they have a more dynamic scorer in Jamal Murray. I think the Cinderella story here for the Miami Heat is going to be done. I think the Denver Nuggets will win 4-2.
So you don't think it'll be a sweep then? So I don't know. I still think the Heat have more heart.
Well, that's good. They can have heart. I just saw them have heart and go up 3-0. I saw them go down 3-3 to tie the series, and I saw them have heart last night with Tatum injured.
Oh, so you think – I don't think even if Tatum wasn't injured, they still – like, he lost Oladipo, he lost Hero.
Yeah, really well, that's – you're correct. But what I'm saying to you is heart can only get you so far. The Denver Nuggets have already proven to be a better team and a consistent team, a much more consistent team than the Celtics, who've been running around playing like a bunch of inconsistent, I'm going to jack up a shot or turn the ball over. The Nuggets are efficient, man.
Yeah, they did kind of fall off at the three-point line. So,
yeah,
you got me there.
Well, I don't got you. Spencer, we go listen to the past 2 hours. I got you, man. I think the Nuggets are a better team, and I think it'll be proven. We'll see.
All right, man. I'll still get my pops and hands out.
Okay, for what? What you going to do with them?
Have a good night.
Pots and pans. Well, you may be doing pot with something else. Hey, Matthew's calling from Boise. What's up, Matthew? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. First of all, I think the Nuggets are going to win the NBA Finals. I think it's going to be pretty easy for them. So go Nuggets. Okay. But the main thing I wanted to call about was I'm an Indianapolis Colts fan out here in Idaho. And I see a lot of stuff about Anthony Richardson and how he's impressing in OTAs. And should I be buying into the hype about him, or
just wait?
Do we have to wait till he's on the field?
Bruh, wait. Here's the beautiful part for the Indianapolis Colts. What are y'all playing for this upcoming season?
Nothing.
There you go. There is no rush, and who cares what he's doing in OTAs? We saw how amazing he looked as an athlete in Florida. We saw how amazing he looked in the warm-up to the draft. And so naturally, people are going to fall in love with what he's doing and how he's performing here in, I don't know, May. They're going to be able to, and this has been the Indianapolis Colts, their MO. Whether or not they want to adjust it, I think they'd be stupid to do so because Peyton Manning is not there. Andrew Luck is not there. Run the football. If Jonathan Taylor is healthy, you have Anthony Richardson. Run the football, okay? I don't think he should be rushed into, hey, here's the keys. Just go out there and run the offense. I think it's a slow burn. You want to develop him this season into next season, hoping at some point, maybe it's later this year, maybe it's next offseason where he just takes over. I don't think you rush it, not at all.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm just excited that we actually drafted a quarterback and we're not going to a veteran that's on the verge of retirement that can barely, you know, throw a football. So I'm definitely excited for Anthony Richardson, but, you know, I see a lot about him, and I'm just like, do I believe in the hype or should I wait?
Well, it's tough going. You know, with these quarterbacks, it really can be hit or miss. To go from Peyton Manning and then you get a breath of fresh air and now you have Andrew Luck, yeah, it's not always that's sweet and swimming for everybody every year. So I hope Anthony Richardson works out. He was one of the only reasons why I would even turn on the Gators just to see what he was doing. And I think that same element exists here for him in the NFL. He is built like Cam Newton, but he has more dexterity like a Lamar Jackson. And so he should be fun to watch, and I'm looking forward to what he can do. I just hope they don't rush him. Let's see what happens. Matthew, I appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, JR. Have a good night, man.
No doubt about it. Hey, well, look, yeah, and I know he started to mention some of those older quarterbacks, washed-up QBs, guys at the end of their rope with the Indianapolis Colts. We know Matt Ryan was the latest dude. Matt Ryan let everybody know, listen, I'm going into CBS to work on air, but this is not a retirement. Well, Matt, I think it will be a little bit of a shocker if somebody just called you. It'd take a whole lot of injuries before you get that call. Phillip Rivers and Wentz, yeah, they might as well let me throw the ball for the Indianapolis Colts over the past few seasons. And those guys are basically done. Maybe not Matt Ryan. And speaking of done, how old does Tom Brady have to be before we just go, Tom Brady is done? Troy Aikman has a new beer. He's been doing the rounds, speaking to media. And Troy Aikman spoke to TMZ. And it got to the point where Troy Aikman was asked about Tom Brady and his chances of playing next season. We know Tom Brady just agreed to buy a portion of the Las Vegas Raiders, a minority position. The NFL owners have to go ahead and vote for it to happen. So it's not done. It's not all set in stone. But Troy Aikman was asked, do you think we will see this man play again? This is what Aikman had to say.
Well, I wouldn't I don't want to speak for Tom. I wouldn't rule anything out. He obviously, you know, has a relationship with the head coach. He knows the offense. He'll keep himself in great shape. I'm a big Jimmy Garoppolo fan, so I'm really pulling for him. But I would bet that just nothing's off the table as far as, you know, what may occur during the season or what Tom's role may be. I think he's done playing, but you just never know. Those things kind of just happen out of nowhere. You don't really predict them or plan for them, but I know he doesn't. I don't know, but I'm sure he doesn't want to talk about those things.
Right.
But everybody else can. We can.
Oh, man. Haven't heard Tom Brady. The last time Tom Brady spoke, I remember, was at that conference in Miami, and they were asking him about, back in Miami, played for the Dolphins. He's just like, I got friends on the Dolphins, and left it there. Can we close the door? I know Jimmy Garoppolo is running around with a busted foot. Every part of Jimmy Garoppolo's body has just been busted up and broken now for years. And just what type of supervillain story is this? Is this Tom Brady's get back at Garoppolo again? It's like, here, we're out in New England. You want to replace me with Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo is the one who ultimately gets the boot. And now Tom Brady comes back to kind of swoop a job from out underneath him. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo must go to sleep at night going, well, what do I got to do? Like, I'm cursed in multiple ways here. Can't stay healthy. I missed the glass. I'm the Anthony Davis of the NFL, and the NFL at least is a contact sport, a violent one. I can't stay healthy, and I can't avoid Tom Brady. Now he's over here purchasing a portion of the team, and Troy Aikman is saying that, yeah, nothing would surprise me if he pops up. It's a hard world when you just have somebody out here just taking your job. I think Tom Brady is done. I hope he is. George is calling from Kansas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, George?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Very well.
Hey, so I'm obviously Kansas. For whatever reason, I'm a huge Knicks fan. We don't got a team here, obviously.
Wait. You're a huge New York Knicks fan from Kansas?
I sure am.
Why?
Just when you're a young kid, you cling on to something. I'm 37 years old. Okay. Everybody was Bulls fans. And I was kind of a contrarian.
Oh, that sucks for you.
Yeah, it does. Absolutely does.
So, what else you got? What's up?
I'm prefacing that with saying that, Charlie Ward, Chris Childs, Marcus Camby, Ewing was hurt. The LJ, the you know it all. 98, 99,
oh, no.
8 seed, Allen Houston, Spree. Oh. The fun ride. And I'm calling to tell those kids down in Miami, it's going to be a heartbreaker, unfortunately. You know, the 8 seed, you get there. I think the only chance they got, Butler has to basically be a top 3 player ever to get it done.
Ever.
I mean, that's their option. That, I mean, and that, I think their best chance, and you tell me what you think, is going to be to shut down, let Jokic get his points, let him get his rebounds.
Don't let Murray score.
Do not let Jokic, do not double him, do not let him get assists. You have to let him get his points,
okay.
Let him get his rebounds, do not let him get his assists. And
okay.
that's a tough way to go. But
yeah,
that's the only
I think
way
it is.
He can go.
I think every team is trying to prevent Nikola Jokic from getting assists, and I think they have all failed. I think if we have to look at the Los Angeles Lakers, they were one of the best defensive teams in the playoffs, period. And I think they're all trying to stop him from getting assists. Let me read you Jokic. So how about this? Three out of the four games against the Los Angeles Lakers, Jokic had a triple-double in three out of the four games. Okay? And his assist line read 13 assists, 8 assists, 12 assists, 14. If I have to go further back into the playoffs against the Suns, 12 assists, 11 assists, 17, 5 and 5. I mean, if not allowing him to get assists is 5 and 5, oh, well, the game he had 5 assists, he had 39 points. I mean, this guy's just whooping ass, bro. Nobody's stopping him.
Yes. Who do you push at? You push a three out on him and let him get his inside points and keep him inside.
You can't put anybody. Look, they had Caleb Martin at forward. Okay? He's 6'5". You got Bam Adebayo. You going to throw Bam Adebayo at him? Nikola Jokic is 6'11", 7 feet. There's nobody that's going to stop him.
Is it insane to put Jimmy on him?
Bruh.
He's a dog.
I don't – my point is, Nikola Jokic is going to get his.
Yeah.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Anthony Davis is, big as he is more athletic than he is one of the best defenders in the NBA, is someone with multiple block titles per season, a couple of them. Nikola Jokic is taking shots in front of his face at the three-point line and knocking him down, and Anthony Davis looked deflated. This man, and I said this earlier in the show, and thank you so much, George, for calling from Kansas, Nikola Jokic is the guy. At the local Y, at the LA Fitness, he doesn't look like he is going to cook you, but he is destroying you. And there is nobody that can stop him. If Jokic stopped him from getting assists, well, who stopped him up until now? Nobody. I got the Nuggets in six. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get Shep's thoughts here on the NBA Finals on the other side of the break. And then I know I mentioned Tom Brady returning to take Jimmy Garoppolo's job. Man, I saw an interesting article I want to share with you. We got more to do before we roll out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're always on point, man. I could be having a rough day. I throw on your show and it just brightens the whole day up, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, it's just always so much going on. Always. NBA Finals, you got the Stanley Cup Finals, you got Troy Aikman talking about Brady coming back, and it's just, there's always so much going on. Nick Saban is saying, hey, who cares? Let the college players unionize, call them employees. Juicy stuff. This is good. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Before we move on, hey, Shep, I want to ask you, man. I got the Nuggets winning here in the finals. Who you got coming out here on top?
Yeah, Jay, I can't reinvent the wheel, man. You are 1,000% spot on. The Nuggets are mentally tough. You have a Boston Celtics team that we know is fragile. You have a Knicks team that I believe peaked a little bit too early and were a bad matchup for the Cavaliers. I don't think they were worthy of being a second-round opponent. You have the Milwaukee Bucks, and Giannis, let's be honest, the back contusion really hindered him. Mike Budenholzer sometimes can't coach his way out of a paper bag unless, of course, it's 2021 Giannis. And so with that being said, JR, the Heat are finally playing a championship mentally tough team. They have a great coach. Jamal Murray's got something to prove. He's the greatest player in the history of the sport to never make an all-star team. You have Michael Porter Jr. that wants to live up to that contract. You got Jeff Green, who's going to play some, you know, decent minutes. He's got a lot to prove. He's been in the NBA now for 16 years. He wants an NBA title as bad as anybody. We know Bruce Brown, the instant energy he is off the bench. And then Carl Brown, I think, wants to be known as well. And then Kentavious Caldwell-Pope knows what it's like. Been there, done that. Him and Udonis Haslem both share that championship experience. But with all that being said, JR, there is zero answers for the best player on planet Earth, and that is Nikola Jokic. And the Heat with Bam Adebayo, who cannot score his way out of a paper bag, will have no answer for the MVP. Should have been that regular season this year. He will go home with the right MVP. That is the finals MVP in 2023, JR.
Yeah, better team. That's it.
Agreed.
It's a better team.
Agreed.
I think Miami Heat are gonna fight. They might get themselves a game or two. Just Nuggets are a better team. They have proven the way they've played and how, if you've watched them, you've seen what they've done. The Los Angeles Lakers played them well. Still could not get a victory off of them. Yeah, it's time is up. I think for the Heat.
JR, just very quickly.
Yes.
Bam Adebayo, he has no offensive game. Like, I don't know what he has been doing the last 4 years. I understand he is an incredible banger. I get the fact that he is an unbelievable hustle mentality type of individual. But he has never developed an offensive game. It's going to show up, and it's going to really get exposed this series.
Well, not the first or the last guy. I'd be more worried about the defensive end. I think he is what he is, and that's kind of to be slotted in. That's why Nuggets, I think, will have no problem. They don't have that dynamic score. You don't know. I know game to game what I can expect in range from Jokic, and the same thing for Murray. Up and down the Miami Heat roster, even with their best player, Jimmy Butler, yeah, they can go out there and win in a variety of ways, but there's no guarantee of who and what and where you're going to get the points from. I don't care what Caleb Martin has been doing, what he has done, what trophy he just got. They are, I would be worried about their consistency. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Beck is calling from Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Beck.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Favorite Disney movie, Alice in Wonderland.
Like that cracked out cat, huh?
Obviously, you know, probably I could go with the South Florida run continuing, but save that maybe later in the week and go, I guess, with this college talk. Shout out to the FSU girls softball team to add to this Florida run, so hopefully they can get in the mix as well.
Okay.
And with this NIL deal, I've always been saying for years, it would have been an easy conversation, and it all pay these athletes a 40-hour work week because with the studying in school and how much they're practicing and stuff, a lot of them don't have time to actually get a job or so. to you just pay everybody equal minimum wage for a 40-hour work week.
Well, you want to pay them minimum wage? How about they get paid a cut of what they bring in from the school?
No, but that's what nowadays, but I mean, the way that's set up, it's the wild, wild west. I knew this was going to class, you know, the game because of how they can change it legally with the recruiting. Because I think Florida and California, I think, were the first two states to sign the bigger deals where these schools can bring them in legally. Like, hey, you come in,
correct,
you're paid equal, then go out and get your autograph signings, your
right,
jerseys.
As they know, should. Yes, as they should.
Instead of a kid like, man, you know, coming in, Ehlers with, you know, went to Ohio State, now he's back with Texas, and he would probably lose his job with Manning. But again, getting that money up front, they haven't even played on the field. You know,
well, the
maybe
Trojans,
the upperclassmen, you know.
Well, hold on, Beck. Damn, you're starting to yell over me. I'm like, I'm not even yelling. I'm trying to talk to you. Who am I, the only person you spoke to today, Beck?
Oh, no, I'm sorry if I hear you. No, I'm just okay. Hanging loose.
No, it's okay. Nah, listen, what I was trying to say is you're correct. Like the USC Trojans, their players could be some of the first to be announced as employees, and that's pending a decision from the National Labor Relations Board. So we're on to something here. All of this should have been implemented a long time ago with parameters, but when it comes to cash and it comes to money, I don't think there's anybody walking around who says, well, I want to let some of it go. Unfortunately, this happened to be with student athletes.
Right. And then real quick, I guess pivoting to this whole Raiders talk again with my lineage with the Raiders, I just, you know, maybe get on the phone and give a call down to the Saints and bring another FSU guy back, even though I knew that they should have never signed Jimmy.
Jameis Winston?
I mean, some articles I see they may sign Wentz, that garbage. I mean, going he went to my Colts too, you know. I mean, stop with this stuff. I mean, Jimmy G should have.
Carson
never
Wentz
job.
Plays football. He's a football player.
I don't know. He hasn't in the last 5 years, to my knowledge.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who that guy is. Hey, Beck, appreciate you for calling from Florida, man.
Hey, man, you do the same. You got to stay safe. Thank you.
No doubt, brother. Be cool. Be cool. Yeah, I don't. Carson Wentz. What's he doing? I don't know what he's doing. Where's that guy? I got no idea. None whatsoever. 855-212-4CBS. Paul is here from Rhode Island. What's up, Paul?
Jay, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Let me skim it off the top. You're not breaking the J's, okay?
What?
And you're not getting rid of Missoula because after three coaches, this is what they are, okay? This is what they are, and it's a shame, but they pull us in, and then, you know, this is what happens. Mm. But they made their own bet. You gave two games away, and there was no need for the revenue, seven games. I mean, the owners of the Celtics, they made enough money. Now, getting back to Denver, they're going to win it all. They're going to win it. You know, Miami has a couple of titles already, not recently, but I think Denver, that guy, that lumberjack's unbelievable. I don't like the other thing. I don't like this story with Brady. Something's fishy here, man. What do you think, JR? And another thing. Uh-oh. Nobody wants to wait for these quarterbacks. Yes, that guy, Richardson, is going to be the next Cam Newton. Absolutely. But what's the rush? Matt Corral is hurt. I mean, for the Carolinas. I mean, why rush these guys? You agree?
Yeah, I know. I would agree. But, I mean, for some of these teams, if you already have a young quarterback and he's ready to go and you feel like he's developed enough and you want him to take the licks and learn from on-field experience, then go ahead. There's no harm, no foul. If you think that one of the players is better served by being on the bench and learning and watching and having a slow integration into the game, then I say, yeah, there's not a one-size-fits-all when it comes to who plays and who doesn't play and when one should play. I don't think it's all the same. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And speaking of Tom Brady potentially coming back to take away a job, I don't think it's going to happen. I want to tell you about something that I read earlier today. And then I'll get to more of your calls. And then we'll roll the hell on out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to tell you, dude, I'm a late night guy. I've been listening to your show for a long time. This is awesome calling and talking to you. I want to be a ray of sunshine for you tonight.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Momentarily, I want to tell you about jobs and I don't want to say jobs disappearing. There's just some interesting news I want to share with you all before we roll out of here. It's not just Tom Brady who might come in and take a job. But let's talk to Tim. He's calling from South Carolina, 855-212-4CBS. Tim, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, enjoy your show. Been enjoying watching the finals this year. Watching the playoffs this year. Thanks for taking my call. Hoping the Heat would pull it off in the finals. Just wanted to talk about Jimmy Butler. He's been in the league for over 10 years now, and he's come up in an era with a lot of great players, kind of overshadowed by LeBron James, Steph Curry. He's got Durant, Kawhi Leonard. Of course, he got through Giannis this year. And he's been to the finals once. So I guess my question is, do you think that this could be his moment where he puts a stamp on his legacy? And if he wins this year, some kind of way pulls it off, do you think that kind of cements him as a Hall of Fame first ballot, maybe?
I think if he does, the answer is yes. I just don't think that they will. I don't. I think he is Yep. He is a star in the NBA. He's been able to take his game to another level at points in the playoffs, and he's a hell of a leader. And, yes, if he gets a championship, there's nobody can take that away, and people are going to look at him and go, oh, my God, he's that guy. If he can do that, then God bless him. I just think the team that's in front of them right now, I think they're a better squad. I think they have the best player in the playoffs, and I think it's going to be tough. It really is.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. I agree, it's going to be hard. I guess I'm just, I'm pulling for him. He's 33 now, and like you said, it was stamped his legacy. I think Jokic is pretty young. He's probably going to have some more opportunities, but like you said, they're just tough, man. And thank you for taking my call. I'm definitely going to be watching for it.
Sure. Me too, Tim. Thank you for calling from South Carolina without a shadow of a doubt. Legacy, 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 legacy. This is what I've been mentioning here. Tom Brady, legacy cemented. He could have quit a long time ago, and he was going to be one of the greatest, if not the greatest, football player, most accomplished football player of all time, without a shadow of a doubt. And we don't know if the door is completely closed yet. He's going to have to be away from the game, I think, for at least at minimum a season before we go ahead and shut that door. And Troy Aikman and really not even Tom Brady himself have stepped forward to say, not doing that. Hey, you want to play in Miami? Yeah, I got friends in Miami. Just say no, Tom Brady. Just say no. And this is an article that crossed my path earlier today. Artificial intelligence poses a risk of extinction. For us, human beings, industry leaders warn. Leaders from OpenAI, Google, and other artificial intelligence labs warn that future systems could be as deadly as pandemics and nuclear weapons. And so if you believed or thought Tom Brady coming to take a quarterback's job, a la Jimmy Garoppolo, who cannot stay healthy, then I mean, damn it. I don't even know what to say. Terminator is real out here. It is. The computer wakes up one day and says, hey, these stupid humans are ruining things. I'm gonna get them the hell out of here. I mean, for all of my friends out there familiar with Isaac Asimov, this is not a out of the realm of possibility. And they feel that artificial intelligence, not feel, it's going to start taking jobs, which it already has. I tried to call Verizon the other day. I mean, I can't even press zero to get through anymore. I got to talk to a stupid robot. I just want an answer about my bill. And the stupid robot, this thing is not giving me the answer. And so I'm just, I mean, I guess we should all be concerned. But what else is new? There are a million things to be concerned about. Hey, Chef, when's the last time you had to try to get somebody in customer service?
Oh, man, you can't get anyone anymore because they're just going to give you 20,000 options. And you know, when you do try to press one or two or zero multiple times, they just figure they're going to just cut you off. And it's an easy excuse for them not to get you on their line.
Yeah, they don't even pay because they don't pay anybody.
And if they do, it's minimum wage. And it's a shame.
Well, it's the matter of why pay a human being when I could pay somebody to develop the robot and just have a couple of people manage it and boom, no more jobs.
And let's be real, when you do get somebody, I'm keeping 100. Yes, JR.
They're not
and they mean well. They always come with a very good professional attitude, very friendly, bright demeanor, but it's tough to understand them sometimes.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I just want to know about my bill, man. I had a whole beef with Verizon a couple months ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to threaten them next time. I'm going to play this over the radio. Be
well,
listen.
Well, you know the magic formula there.
With Verizon?
I want to say 30,000, 40,000 followers on Twitter alone. I know you got even more on YouTube.
I
want to play their game.
I don't like doing that stuff.
Okay, but maybe that's what it takes.
I have enough positive experiences with many brands.
Not enough, apparently. Not Verizon.
Well, not Verizon, of which I've been a customer here for the better part of 20-plus years. But what can I say? They treat me good, but, you know, sometimes I gotta put my foot to that ass, man. But anyway, yeah, watch out for artificial intelligence. I don't want to say that. Human beings are so worried about other human beings taking their jobs. Oh, we can't let them take our jobs. We can't let them. Man, you better watch your ass from a robot, a computer. Better be easy. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Freddie, he's calling from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how you doing out there? First time caller, long time listener. I just want to say, you know, I don't think we give Miami they do credit because everybody said the same thing when they went against Milwaukee. Oh, Milwaukee, the better team or whatever. And look what happened. They find a way to win.
Giannis was missing with a back injury.
Okay. And everybody said the same thing about what? New York and Boston, and look what happened.
They find a way to win. I don't think a lot of people said the same thing about New York.
Okay, what about Boston?
I think in Boston, you are correct. A lot of people looked at the Celtics and looked at their talent, and the Miami Heat played as a better team. So for that one, yes, I will give you credit. Correct.
So you don't think that there's no way that they could find a way to win this one?
No, I'm not a dumbass. I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, it'll never happen. Yes, they have a chance. And I've actually, I don't know how much of the show you've listened to. I gave Miami plenty of due credit. We spent 20 minutes talking about what Miami has been able to do. And then I told you what I think they will do and will not do here against Denver. Anybody has a chance. They have a chance. They wouldn't be here at this moment or at this point if they weren't worthy of at least being competitive enough to win. And so, yes, they can win. If I had to go out there and you said, hey, bet your car and your house on Miami or Denver, I'm not betting on Miami because I think that Denver is a better team. Do you, Freddie, believe that the Miami Heat from top to bottom are a better team than Denver Nuggets?
Maybe not from top to bottom, but
No, it's not a maybe. Do you believe that the Denver Nuggets are a better team than Miami, or do you believe Miami's better than Denver?
I believe Denver on paper is a little bit better than Miami.
Okay.
But Miami does always finds a way to win.
Okay. Well, that's I didn't ask you that. Well, thank you for answering one of my questions. Here's my next question. Is Nikola Jokic not the best player in this series?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you think and after that, let me ask you this. Who's the most dynamic scorer in this series?
Oh, in the series coming up, Jokic.
Well, no, that wouldn't be true. That would be Jamal Murray. So my point is, and I don't think you're disagreeing with me here. Yeah, Miami has a chance to win, but Denver is a better team with the better player, and I think I think they got a little bit more skin here to win. Let's see, Freddie.
Okay, I appreciate you.
No doubt, appreciate you for calling from Miami. Yeah, just because I pick one team don't mean I'm discounting the other one. And now I got to discount myself. I got to get ready to leave. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's good to be back after the holiday break. And I'll be back with you tomorrow as well. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you missed a minute, if you've missed a second of the show, do yourself a favor. Listen on the free Odyssey app, and you can go ahead and hit rewind. You can listen tomorrow, tonight, whatever. You do what you want. I'm not forcing you to do anything. If you miss me in the meantime, you can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And tomorrow, Wednesday night, we'll be giving you a new top six list. That's what I do every Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Hey, Shep, thank you for a great night, man.
Thank you as always, Jarvis. My pleasure, man. Go Heat.
Go Heat.
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to counter what you said for the last 4 hours.
Oh, okay.
Just
go Heat. Yeah, balance, all balance. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It is a wrap, but don't go anywhere. Why? A, because I said so. B, because Amy Lawrence is up next. And C, because she's awesome. And D, because I said so again. I'm going. I'll catch y'all tomorrow. Have a good night. Be safe. Be well. Be cool. Be smooth. Bye.
Attention, listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for... Oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.